Again, I am very thankful to the Lord for this opportunity to stand before you and to open the Word of God for you this evening. I got some problem in my throat. That's natural, but pray for me. This morning I shared something about our responsibility in this world. Based on who you are in this world. Jesus takes sinful person and bring him into salvation. After that, by giving salvation, he conformed him in his image. Amen. Giving his mind and his spirit. Then he promised him that I'll be with you. That promise is there. Yes. Then he does one thing. That is John chapter 20, verse 21. 22 and 23. John chapter 20. Then said Jesus to them again, "Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you." Then said Jesus to them again, "Peace be unto you.
Yes.
As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you."
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus sent us into this world.
Yes.
As his Father sent him into this world.
Yes.
To seek the lost one.
Yes.
In the same way, we are sent by Jesus.
Yes.
Into this world. To be his witness,
yes.
To be the light,
yes.
To seek the soul,
mm-hmm.
And to, by that, do the responsibility of Jesus.
Amen.
In this world. So our responsibility in this world is to do what Jesus did in this world in his absence. In his absence. So we cannot keep quiet.
Amen.
We cannot keep quiet.
Yes.
At this evening, I am going to share with you how to win more souls for Jesus.
Amen.
For that purpose, you have to make yourself ready for it.
Yes.
Unless you are not fit for that, our attempt will be vain, useless.
Yes.
So, we have to get ready.
Yes.
We have to fit ourselves for that great task.
Yes.
I'm going to share in which way we can get ourselves ready for that. John chapter 15, verse 8.
Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples.
You, that ye bear much fruit. Much fruit.
Amen.
Jesus is all the time thinking that we must be fruitful Christian.
Yes.
Fruitful Christian.
Yes.
How can be a fruitful Christian in this world? Fruit of a Christian is what? Fruit of a Christian is what? Christian. The life produces life. The disciple makes disciples. So if you are a Christian, what you will do? You will produce Christian.
The fruit of a Christian is Christian. In another word, meaning salt. That is the fruit. By that, God is glorifying. This is very plain truth. It's very plain. So, for that thing, what we have to do? Number one, be constantly abide in Christ. The first thing we have to do before going out for winning soul, you have to abide in Christ.
Amen.
Constantly. It is a mystical relationship. Mystical. Mystical relationship with Jesus. It is very easy to understand. The husband and wife, they will understand easily what it is. A relationship. See, I am here. I am here. My wife is in Tulsa now. But there is a relationship. Because she is my wife. And she has a relationship with me. Wherever I go, if I go to India, or when she is there, when I am here, there is a relationship. All the time. There is a place in my heart. She is living in my heart. All the time. In the same way, if you have a constant relationship with Jesus, you can touch that relationship. There is nothing to break that relationship. Whatever may be, driving, the relationship is there. Okay, doing something in the kitchen, the relationship is there. You speak to someone, the relationship is there. Nothing breaking. That is what I call a mystical relationship. Whatever you do, that relationship doesn't break. So Jesus said, if you want to bring fruit, you have to have a mystical relationship with me. I am the vine. You are the branches. You are the branches. You have no power to produce fruit. I have the power. You stay in me. I will stay in you. Then you will bring forth much fruit. The secret of success in winning soul is to abide in Christ. Abide in Christ. Keep that conduct. If you are not abiding, what will happen? The branch dry. Dry. And he will cut off and put in the fire. Why many people dry? Dry Christian. So-called Christians are dry. Dryness everywhere. No growth at all. No green leaves. No fruit. Only dryness. So, what we need? We have to abide in Christ. Is there a break? Stop that break. And try to reconcile. Immediately. God can use you. God is not a respecter of person. He can use you wherever.
Amen.
No matter who you are.
Amen.
Maybe an ordinary man, ordinary woman, having no education, no culture, no reputation. Whatever you are. See, sometimes according to the worldly standard, you have nothing. But if you have Christ.
Amen.
If you have Christ, you are great. There was a lady in my church. She was uneducated. She was born and brought up in a poor family. And especially she was born in an outcast family.
Yes.
Where in India, in some part, there are untouchability. She was in such a low caste family. She doesn't know to read. She doesn't know anything to read. But she committed her life to Jesus. God gave her wisdom to read the Bible. That's wonderful. I am not telling joke. It really happened. She was able to read scripture. I don't know how. She was not able to read other book. She was able to read scripture. You know that? She made me great. The reason is that every Sunday she will get up and give one or two words. That will be from a scripture. All of a sudden, what I will do? I will write down immediately. That will make, I will make a sermon out of it. That sermon I will take in different part of the world. Died recently. An ordinary woman. You know that? When she was in my church, number of people will take her to their home. Even though there was untouchability, now she became, you know that, in the family of the royal priesthood. Now she can go everywhere. When she goes somewhere, people will stand up and respect her. An ordinary woman. If she pray for a sick person, that sick person will be healed. She has done many things in such a way. What's the reason? She was abiding in Christ. One who abides in Christ will be great. We can be great. He is not a respecter of any person. So abide in Christ. An unproductive follower, the unproductive followers of followers are as good as dead. And will be cut off and cast aside. Unproductive followers. He lops off every unproductive branches. Therefore, we must be very fearful in our Christian life. We have to abide in Christ constantly. Then we can produce fruit for Christ. Secondly, be constantly filled with the Holy Spirit. Yes. That is the qualification of a soul winner. Amen. Constant, one who abides in Christ has to get the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Infilling of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Acts chapter 1, 8. But ye shall receive power. Yes. That's wonderful words. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
That's right.
What is the sign of infilling of the Holy Spirit? Many people wanted to know, how can I know that I am filled with the Holy Spirit? Some people teach that speaking tongue is the outward expression of infilling of the Holy Spirit. But this scripture says, that ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. What is the sign? You shall receive power. What is the outward sign? Power. For what? For what? And ye shall be... You shall be witnesses unto me. Amen. Then what is the sign of infilling of the Holy Spirit? Power to witness.
Amen.
Power to witness.
Thank the Lord.
This is clear teaching of the scripture.
Yes.
One who is filled with the Holy Spirit,
yes,
cannot keep quiet.
Amen.
Cannot keep quiet. Automatically, he or she will be able to witness to the Lord. It is witnessing.
Yes.
It is witnessing.
Amen.
It's a court word. It's a court word, witness. A judge is standing there. You are the witnesses. Have you seen? Yes. Yes, I have seen. For telling the truth, witnessing, no education needed. Not necessary. If you have education, it's good. But for witnessing, all people can be a witness. Only thing, you have some experience. If you have experience, without any education or practice, a reputation, you can say, yes, I have seen. How did you see? With my eyes. What is the evidence? I myself. That's the proof. That's the proof. So, a witness. You can be a witness. When the Holy Spirit is come upon you. Then my question. Why many fail in witnessing? Answer clear. Not filled with the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we all need the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Infilling of the Holy Spirit. For what? To witness. Suppose you keep quiet witnessing. What will happen? Suppose you keep quiet in witnessing. What will happen? All the time I will try to think something. Suppose you keep quiet in witnessing. What will happen? The truth will never reveal. The truth will never reveal. Then what will happen? If the truth is not revealed by witnessing, then what will happen? The other party will win. The enemy will win. Then, if you keep not keeping witnessing, of in other words, if you are keeping away from witnessing, you are compromising with the enemy. Because you are keeping quiet. There is a time to witness. But you keep quiet. Because you compromise. You did not do any other violation. But you compromise with the enemy. If you keep quiet. So witnessing is very important. To tell the truth. To reveal the truth. To take the truth. Otherwise, remember, you are on the wrong side. You are on the wrong side. Because there was an opportunity to tell the truth. You kept quiet. By that, you compromise or turn it to the other side. Punishable. It's a punishable. Remember, one day we will stand before the Lord. One day we will stand before the Lord. It is punishable to be a witness. See, the scripture says, why do you want to get infilling of the Holy Spirit? You wanted to get power. Yes. You are a weak vessel. You don't have enough power to witness. So what do you need? You need power. What kind of power you need? A dynamite. My spelling is correct. Dynamite. That's the word. The root meaning of the power is dynamite. You know that? What is to, for what purpose the dynamite uses? To blast the rock. That's what scripture says. The root meaning of this scripture is said. But you shall receive dynamite after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem. To bless all kind of broken heart. Rocky heart. Peter was so shameful and afraid. And he was not able to say a single word. And he denied Jesus 3 times before a woman. Same Jesus, same Peter, when he got this dynamite. And he was empowered. And he started to preach. 3,000 people were one to Christ. It's the power of peace.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thanks the Lord.
Peter, like you and I, when we get the infilling of the Holy Spirit,
yes,
we will be empowered.
Amen.
We'll be ready to witness.
Yeah.
Jesus.
God.
Where else we can witness? Number one, Jerusalem. Many people say, let me say another word. All are not preachers.
Yes.
All are not teachers.
Amen.
All are not pastors.
Yes.
All are not scholars. But all are witness.
Amen.
And all are missionaries.
Yes.
Where is our missionary field? Number one, first missionary field, yes, is Jerusalem.
Amen.
What is that Jerusalem stand for? Stand for? Within the area where you are.
Yes.
Within the area where you are.
Amen.
That is Jerusalem.
Yes.
You will get power,
yes,
to witness
the Lord
where you are.
Yes.
When you finish that missionary work there,
mm-hmm,
when the missionary, when you finish the missionary work within the area where you are,
yes,
the next step, you have to go to Judea.
Yes.
Yes. That's right.
That's a surrounding area.
Yes.
Surrounding area.
Mm-hmm.
Then, there is a place, there is a place very close to you,
mm-hmm,
that Samaria.
Mm-hmm.
Samaritan people do not have any connection with Jewish people,
yes,
because they have prejudiced each other.
Yes.
But the, when the dynamite come to our heart, all kind of prejudice will go away.
Yes.
All barriers go away.
Yes.
All color prejudice, all caste prejudice, all national prejudice, everything go.
Yes.
Because we have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Jesus must have to go through Samaria.
Yes.
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 John chapter 4 says,
amen,
when the Holy Spirit is come upon you, you will be a different person.
Yes.
And you will have enough power to go where the enemies are.
Amen.
Where the troubling people are.
Amen.
Where the disturbing people are.
Yes.
Where the persecuting people are.
Amen.
But you will be brave enough. You'll be brave enough.
Yes.
There is no turning back at all.
Amen.
Because dynamite is there.
Amen.
When the power is there,
yes,
when the power is there, you will be a changed person.
Yes.
See, there, if you have a fan here, you plug the point there, then the current flow, then if the switch turn on, the what will happen? The fan start to round. Rotate and give fan to our body. Because there is power. If there is no power, the fan will be just. Keep quiet. When the power is coming, it starts to work. The light burns. Why? There is that power behind it. The air conditioner work. Why?
Power.
The power is there.
Amen.
If there is no power,
amen,
simply as it is.
Yeah.
Air conditioner, just like we in outside, that thing will be there. But no conditioning.
Yeah.
Light will be here, but no light at all.
That's right.
Fan will be there, but no air at all.
Yeah.
No wind at all.
Yeah.
The reason is that no power. But when power comes to your heart, your life, you will be a changed person.
Yes.
Suppose the power is there and the switch is on, the fan says, I don't want to do anything. I want to keep quiet. Is the fan can? No. No way can. Because the power is pushing him, pushing it to turn, rotate, and bring us winds. Because the power is there. If the power is there, if the power is there, you cannot keep quiet. So, dear saints, let's pray to the Lord. Lord, send thy spirit mightily into my life, not to another life. My life. Send the mighty spirit into my church so that we may be energized and to go out witnessing Jesus. We have to pray like that. Earnestly. If the power is there, there is weakness. Then you have to go the uttermost part of the world. That is our responsibility. But you have to finish, you have to start within your area.
Yes. Amen.
And another thing. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I will give you an illustration. Many people wanted to bring souls to Christ. But I told you that without the infilling of the Holy Spirit, we will be just like us dead. We cannot do anything. At the same time, when the Holy Spirit is within us, He will direct us in the proper way. In the proper way. Holy Spirit is very sensitive. And it can direct you, it's powerful. It can direct you in the proper way.
Yes.
If you misuse it,
yes.
If you misuse it, you will be in danger.
Yes.
You play with electricity.
Yes. Yes.
Touch electricity.
Yes.
That will make danger.
That's right.
Not because of any harmfulness of the electricity, but you misuse it. So we must be very sensitive to the Holy Spirit. The scripture is clear, revealing clearly. So when you contact a person, you must be very sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Not your own mind and will. And your own wisdom. Sometimes that will make danger. I am going to say an illustration that will make you to understand, but it is funny. One day, a barber, he had a message to how to win soul. So he made a decision in his heart that I will tell people when I contact. So he decided to win some souls. A man came to his barber shop. In our country, there is a razor that is to get sharpened. For that purpose, they will use a leather.
Yes, that's right.
And in those days, people do like that. It is still we have in India. He used to sharpen his razor, use this leather.
Yes.
One man was sitting on his chair. And then this man wanted to tell him about Jesus. Because his body was covered with some, when you go to barbershop, you know that they will cover with some cloth and something. And we will be just like sitting there, covered. And we are not free to get away. That's the way. And this man was covered in such a way, sitting on the chair. This man started to sharpen his knife like this. Then he asked this man, "Brother, are you saved?" Then something like this. He was sharpening the knife, asking the question, "Are you saved?" This man did not understand what is getting saved, salvation and other things. He thought this man is something abnormal. And that's why at such a time asking this question. And he became so frightened. And what to do? When this man came to somewhere for something and pulled out this covering and ran away from the shore. Because just I told you it's a funny story, but it's real. Really it happened. The problem is that man was not sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Out of context, out of circumstances, he used that time. You know that when you see someone ask a question like this, that will make a danger. That fellow will run away from you. Holy Spirit is very sensitive and he can direct you the right time. But before that, by your own wisdom, you are thinking that I am a soul winner. I wanted to do something to the Lord. So what you ask, when you see a person, right away you ask the question, are you saved? Then, I have seen ministers, preachers, many other people, when approach a person, the first question coming out of his mouth, are you saved? Especially young people, they will try to escape from this man. It happens. So we must be very sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit will give you the right time. Right time. He is intelligent. He will give you the right time. So, when you go for winning a soul, don't use your own wisdom. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. I am going to give you one illustration. The story of Philip. That is recorded in Acts chapter 8, verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. See, the Spirit is giving a command to him, Philip. Philip. What he was doing? He was doing a wonderful ministry in Samaria. He was doing a wonderful ministry in Samaria. Yes. Now he got a commandment from the Spirit, from the Lord. Go. Arise and go. Well, toward the south. See, Holy Spirit is all the time giving correct word.
Yes. Thank the Lord.
Not some vague explanation. Clear explanation. Give to the southward, to the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. Yes. This man was received a commandment from the Spirit. Go. Where to go? A desert place. Desert means there is no people. No one live there. He was commanded to go. What did he do? And he arose and went. He obeyed the commandment.
Yes. Amen.
Who get the Holy Spirit? One who obey. Acts chapter 5:32. One who obey will get the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So this man arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia and a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot. Read Isaiah the prophet. He was returning from Jerusalem, going to his native place. What the commandment? Go. And this man arose up and started. There was no man at all. It was a desert place. And then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near. Join thyself to this chariot.
Amen.
You just imagine. You know, I told you, you have to think. Chariot. You know that it's, he is a royal, he is in charge of great authority. Very strong horses are pulling, dragging his chariot. Very strong. This man got what? This feeling. This chariot is like that, running. And this man got nothing. He has to walk. He has to walk. What is what's the scripture says? And he said, then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself. That means he has to run. How much fast? He has to run fast. As quick as. And he did it. God gave him strength to go after it. Then Philip ran either to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, said, understand thou what thou readest? A question. He did not say, are you saved? I am from the Lord coming to ask a question. Are you saved? He did not say anything like that. But do you understand what you read? Do you understand what you read? If there is time, I will explain this thing the other day. If it is God's will, I will give you some another practical explanation. Okay? He kept silent until the Spirit says something. And finally, this man, Philip, told the gospel message to that eunuch, and he became saved. He was saved and baptized and went his own way. The Holy Spirit is very, very sensitive. And if you are honest to the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit will give you the right time to meet the right person. So you must be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And fourth thing, to get ready to yourself for soul winning, you must be prayerful at all times. Amen. Prayerful at all times.
Right.
Number one, abide in Christ.
Yes.
Constantly.
Amen.
Filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And then sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Then the fourth thing, be prayerful at all times. Prayer is the answer. Prayer is changing the atmosphere. Prayer is the time to meet the person. So we must be prayerful. With prayerful heart, we have to go. Psalm 126, verse 5. Psalms 126. If you don't get the reference, I will repeat it again. Because I wanted to know, I wanted to understand. I wanted to make you to understand. 126 verse 5.
It's, they have sown in tears, yet shall reap in joy.
Yes, yes.
He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, yet shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him.
Doubtless, and shall doubtless come again with rejoicing,
amen,
bringing his sheaves with him.
Right.
Who? Who? He that goeth forth and weepeth.
Yes.
A weeping heart.
Yes.
In India, there was a man by name, Weeping Prophet of India.
Amen.
A weeping prophet. You must be a weeping prophet in this city. You must be a weeping person in this church.
Amen.
If you weep, God will give you some fruit.
Amen.
Yes, he will. Amen.
Weeping. Weeping is very necessary.
Yes.
Tears. The fifth verse says, they that sow in tears
yes, yes, yes,
shall reap in joy.
Yes.
What's the manual? Tears. Tears. tears is the first time for solving me. If you sow the seed, there is one, for growing manure or fertility and water necessary to grow.
Yes.
What is that? Tears.
Yes.
If you do with tears, I tell you, how the tears come? That's a question. When you pray for some people, do you have tears? No. No.
Amen.
We all pray. That's natural. We all pray. We are praying people. But no tears at all.
Yes.
When the tears come? I tell you, your child is sick. It's very serious.
Yes.
There is no other way. There is no other way. She is so serious. You know one thing. She is going to die. There is no alternative. Unless God has to do something.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Then your heart will break.
Yes. Right.
The tears will flow.
Yeah.
You will cry to the Lord. Lord, my child is at the brim of death. Give a deliverance.
Yes.
That is, the tears will flow.
Yes.
Because you love your child.
Yes.
Out of the love, real love, come the tears. When people perish somewhere, you know one thing. There is no other way. There is no Savior except Jesus Christ. He is going to die. He is going to hell. Eternal fire. There is no other way. Do you have compassion like Jesus? Then the tears will come out. We need a breaking heart, a broken heart. Then the tears will come out. We need a compassion. When the tears will come out, we cannot keep quiet. We will weep before the Lord. Lord, my neighbor, such and such a person.
Yes, yes,
he is in sin. He is in sin. He is going to die. He is dying. Already dead. Lord Jesus, do something for him. Then the tears will come out.
That's right.
We need tears. Agonizing in spirit, in prayer.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Let us turn Galatians chapter 4:19. Galatians chapter 4:19. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Paul says, I travail. You know that word, English word. But do you know them? What is the meaning of it? You know the word, but do you know the meaning of it? Pain for birth.
That's right. Thank the Lord.
Pain for birth. Paul had travail. For what? My little children, to whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. A mother can understand what it is.
Yes.
A mother can understand. Suppose, I know that the children are sleeping here. If it is their time, they will laugh and play. Even though a mighty preaching is coming out, they will enjoy with the child. That's natural. They all the time, they enjoy with the child. The mother is so happy. When the child smiles, she looks so eagerly, and how she was so satisfied because she got a living child in her hand. She is enjoying. What did she do? She pushed a button. After 10 months, she got a child. Push button and child. Push button and child. No! She had enough pain. She had enough pain. When the child was born in her womb. 9 months and 9 days, that's what I think. She was carrying all this burden. She was not free because she was carrying. She cannot enjoy the other life because she was carrying. And when the time is over, she got pain and gave birth a child. That is travail. If you want a soul, a spiritual baby, you need travail. It's not easy. It's not easy. The scripture says clearly, you need travail. A pain for birth. A severe pain. Then the tears will come out. Jesus help me. The tears will come out. That's the way. So we must be prayerful at all times. Jesus prayed. If you want to get the right attitude of prayer, look Jesus in Gethsemane. He's sweating. He was sweating. No. His blood was coming out because of the travail.
Yes.
That is agonizing in prayer. A person, one who is agonizing in prayer, will produce child.
Yes.
Produce soul.
Amen.
For Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the fifth thing, be bold enough. Be bold enough. Proverbs 28:1. Proverbs 28:1. Bold enough. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as lion. Righteous are bold as lion. We must be bold as lion. When we meet a person with a thinking or with a desire to bring him or her to Jesus Christ. The reason I tell you, it is a fight.
Yes.
It is a fight.
Yes.
You know that? You don't think that you are going to call a person. If you call him to a restaurant, he will come. If you call him to see a movie, he will come. If you invite him to share some alcohol, he will come immediately. If you call him to share some sinful thing, he will come gladly. But you are going to him to bring back from where? From the slavery of Satan. Satan. This fellow is bound him. You are going to lose him. You are going to lose him. So you must be bold enough.
Amen.
Otherwise you will frighten.
Yes.
You will run away from Satan tend to you.
Yes.
You get what do you get what I tell you?
Yes.
You are going to bring him back from the slavery and bondage of Satan.
Yes.
He is mighty.
Yes.
You are a human being.
Uh-huh.
You are not so strong enough to attack the Satan.
That's right.
You need some power.
Yes.
the Holy Spirit is, will come upon you, you will be empowered.
That's right.
The word dynamite.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
For what? To smash the power of Satan.
Yes. Right.
But you must be brave enough.
Amen.
Some people have enough weapon to use, but since they are not brave enough, if they are not bold enough, they cannot use that weapon. Some people know the Bible well.
Yes.
They know the truth.
Yes.
They wanted to win them, but they are not bold enough.
Amen.
When you are bold enough, you can use the mighty weapons that is in your hand. You know that it's a secret of fighting. You know that Goliath was there. He was just like a roaring lion. A great king. Saul was there. You know the story? Saul was there. He was a mighty man. But he could not do anything. But a simple man. A simple boy. After a cow, after a shepherd, sheep. David. Coming forward. Who is that fellow? Then his brother said, No, keep quiet. That is a mighty man. That's a mighty man. Don't say. Even Saul is afraid. Saul is frightening. She was shivering. And he went to his own palace. He doesn't want to hear the shouting of this Goliath. What did he do? Then David said, no. He is blaming the living God, whom I worship.
Yeah.
Let me go.
Yeah.
No, you should not go. You don't know how to fight. But he says, I know. I can. Because he was so bold enough. He went there, not with any mighty weapon. Five stones only. And he took only one. He took only one and used it the proper way. And he smashed the Goliath's down. Four more in his pocket. Let four more Goliaths come. I'm ready to meet him. See? He was so bold enough. Jesus said, go, I'll be with you.
Yes.
All power in heaven and earth is given unto me.
Yes.
Go, I'll be with you. Matthew chapter 28 verse 20.
Yes.
If you are bold enough, if you are filled with the Holy Spirit,
yes. You
can win. You know that Jesus is, who is Jesus? Jesus is the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
Yes.
He is with you. So, a child of God, he must be bold enough to face satanic power.
Amen.
You know that? I tell you, without preparation, without enough courage,
yes. Don't
go.
Amen.
You will be defeated.
Yes.
And you will cry bitterly later.
Yes.
So, you must be bold enough, go with courage,
yes. And
be with the lion, the Jesus, and he will help you.
Yes,
he will help you. We must be very, very careful.
Right.
I know that when you go there, Satan will put trap.
Yes.
So in the beginning, very small trap. Suppose you make an engagement with a person. In such and such a place, I will meet there. Because you have an intention to talk to him about Jesus. And he since a long time, you are trying. You made an engagement. Then, suppose you get up, getting ready, and go. Be just before starting, your child, Dad, give me that thing. Then you say, child, I'm going to an urgent thing. Please wait. No. He starts to cry. Cry bitterly. Then what will happen? You come back, help the child. Then, wife from the kitchen, hey, we need something in the kitchen. Please help me, otherwise our dinner, I cannot prepare any dinner today. Please bring that thing first. Oh no, I am going to meet that person. No, you can do it the next tomorrow. You can do it tomorrow. Do it do this thing today because it is necessary today. Then you did that thing. Then on the way there some problem in the car brake, and you cannot reach there. That fellow was waiting. Then he left me. He's on me. Could you meet him? No. Because Satan is all the time making some trap, some problem on the way. Remember, you have an enemy. You have a deep desire to win soul. But remember that you have an enemy. And also that fellow is under his custody. Is under his bondage. The soul winning, don't think it is an easy thing. It's not an easy thing. That's why many people leave that program, that schedule. I don't want such a problem like this. Satan is all the time after you. You know that? I preach here. The Satan is all the time trying to do what problem I can make against Martini. He's all the time trying. I know that. All the time. He will bring some false accusation at least.
That's right.
Yes. I am very sure. Some false accusations against me. Because I wanted to stop this thing. I am taking this some serious message to different churches. So he wants to stop. He wants to kill me. He wants to stop my ministry. Remember that. Satan is after you. But you must be. We must be bold enough. We must be bold enough. You are not alone. The mighty Jesus is with you.
That's right.
The Dunamite is within you.
Praise God.
You can win.
Amen.
Praise God.
And the sixth thing, be confident in the power of God and His words.
Amen.
Be confident in the power of God and His words. Matthew chapter 19:26 says, with God all things are possible. With God, all things are possible.
Yes, it is.
It doesn't finish there. Mark chapter 9:23 says, all things are possible to him who believes.
Yes. Praise God.
Man has his own disability.
Yes.
Man has his own limitation. But God has no limitation at all. All things are possible to him. You want the reference again? I will give you. Matthew chapter 19:26. With God, all things are possible. I am giving only a part from that. And Mark chapter 9:23. All things are possible to him who believes.
Yes.
And John chapter 14:12. John chapter 14, 12. 14, 12. Verily, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do. Because I go unto my Father. What's the promise here? He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also.
Yes.
What type of work he was doing in this world? Seeking the soul.
Yes.
The lost one.
Yes.
If you believe in him, you will get courage.
Yes.
You'll be bold enough.
Yes.
You can win and continue in the work of seeking souls.
Amen.
But here says, You can do more things than I do. I did. That's what scripture says.
Yes. Amen.
You, one example, look Peter. Mm-hmm. Look Peter.
Yes.
Jesus spoke to individuals.
Yes.
But same Peter, with by one preaching,
yes,
he got how many? 3,000.
Yes.
Take Paul. Take Paul. He traveled in different places and won number of people and instituted churches here and there. He had problems, persecutions, nakedness, suffering, thirsty, hungry, all kind of problems he had. But he could succeed in the work Jesus started. So Jesus promises, you can do more things. So I trust in this world, I am all the time encouraged to go into the different part of the world.
Amen.
Because God, Jesus says, you can do more things than I did.
Amen.
We can do.
Amen.
You know that? We are brothers of Jesus.
Yes.
And He gave some more power.
Amen.
To us all.
Amen.
We all think, well, we are nothing. We are here all the time saying, we are nothing. We can't do something. We can't do anything. But we are powerful, my dear saints.
Yes. Amen.
We can do great things.
Amen. Praise God.
And the seventh thing, the time is going up. The seventh thing, be filled with the love of God.
Yes.
Love of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5, 14 and 15. 2 Corinthians 5, 14 and 15. Yes.
Because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves.
But
unto him that died for them and rose again.
Our responsibility is mentioned again there. And the love, for the love of Christ constraineth us. We need the love of Christ.
Yes. Amen.
I told you, love is something great.
Yes.
I'm going to stop here. Don't worry about it. My heart is filled with number of materials to share with you.
Okay.
That's why I take too much time. So excuse me if I go beyond your time.
Yes.
Love.
You're not going over the time.
Love. Take the word love.
Yes.
Take the word love. You know that number of word for love in the dictionary.
Yes.
But one word, that this is a word used in the scripture for love, agape. That's a Greek word. I don't want to mention the meaning of all these things. But this love is not human love.
Right.
Not the love between husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
Not the love between friends. But this love is something different.
Yes.
Only in the scripture, this word used, agape.
Yes.
This agape love is something great.
Amen.
Yeah. Let me give you the real meaning. God so loved the world.
Yeah.
Loved the world.
Amen.
There is love in His heart.
Yes.
In the heart of God.
Yes.
What did He do? He sent His only begotten Son. That is, what is love then? Love is giving.
Amen.
Love is giving.
That's right.
Love is giving.
Yes.
Not getting. God, living.
God.
Giving, giving, giving.
Yes.
He gave His only begotten Son. His life.
Yes. Amen.
That's true.
Then Jesus asked a question. Do you love me? Do you love me? In response, what will be our answer? Say, I love you.
Amen.
We can say, I love you.
That's right.
But I tell you, it's not true. It's not true.
Yes.
Peter was once asked a question.
Yes.
Peter, do you love me? Peter said, yes, I love you. Jesus was not satisfied.
No.
Again he asked question. Peter, do you love me? He said, yes, I love you. Jesus was not satisfied. Then finally he said, Peter, do you love me? He said, thou knowest all.
Yes,
thou knowest all. John chapter 21. It's recurrent. John chapter 20. When you look the last sentence, last verse, that story, that gospel is finished. It is finished. But 21 is an extra page to reveal the love of Christ.
Amen.
To reveal the love of Christ. I don't have enough time to explain. That is the love story of Jesus. Chapter 21. Peter, do you love me more than this? More than this. There lies the point. Peter, do you love me? Yes, he says. Do you love me more than this?
Amen.
Then Peter tried to examine his life. Tried to examine his life. He understood one thing. No, I was just mere words I made. He did not love Jesus at all. He did not love Jesus at all. Because after the resurrection, Peter saw him number of times. And he was not courageous to stand for Jesus.
Yes.
He left those things and went back for fishing.
Yes. Yeah.
That day, he could not catch anything. But Jesus did not leave him.
Yes,
Jesus went after that backslider.
Amen.
That is the love of Jesus.
Yes.
He went there at the shore, the morning time. Children, he's asking question. Children,
yes.
Children, do you have anything to eat? Did you get anything?
Yes.
The answer was, what? No. Last night, we toiled and tried our level best to catch a fish. But I could not. We could not. The reply was so sad. So sad. Jesus said, Jesus did not scold them.
Yes.
Peter, I told you that. I told you that. Without me, you can do nothing.
Amen.
But you did not obey me. He did not say like that.
Yes.
Because he still loved Peter.
Yes, he did.
Peter, are you so disappointed?
Yes.
Are you so disappointed? Don't worry. Don't worry.
Amen.
Put your net there. Put your net once more.
Mm-hmm.
Put your net once more.
Mm-hmm.
He might have thought like this. What a foolishness it is.
Mm-hmm.
We went into the deep. The whole night we were toiling. We caught nothing at all. Jesus says to put my net at the shore, here. No fish there. I know that, no fish there.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, I wanted to obey once more Jesus.
Yes.
He did it.
Amen.
You know that within that word, within the word came out from the lips of Jesus.
Praise God.
153 big fishes and a smaller group rushed to the net of Peter.
Yes.
Rushed to the net of Peter. I imagine like this. They are ready to obey the word of Jesus.
Amen.
And they were ready to obey, to die for Jesus.
Lord.
Who? Fish. There were no fish at all. They tried their level best to catch. But now, fishes all rushed to the net of Peter. For what? To enjoy life? No. They know we are going to die. We are going to, in each plate, the next day, or the evening time, they are sure that. But they obey the word of Jesus because they wanted to give an encouragement to Peter. Just for Peter, they are ready to die. But we people, do we love Jesus? Do we love Jesus? Even the fish love Jesus.
Amen.
Ready to obey.
Yes.
Ready to die for Peter.
Amen.
To satisfy Peter. To encourage Peter. That is the nature, says.
Yes.
Peter was asked a question. Do you love me more than these? Peter was so ashamed. No, Jesus. You know all. I don't love you at all. I love fish. I love my net. I love my boat. I love my business. I love my family. I love my wife. I love my children. I love my relatives. Then, if there is time, I will love you. Jesus was not satisfied with that. He said, Peter, do you love me more than this? And he said, finally. When he was asked three times, Peter could understand. Oh, he loved me. He loves me more than that. He laid his life for me. And I was a backslider. He came after me. And he satisfied me. He made a breakfast wonderfully for me. To feel my body happy. He satisfied in such a way. He is all the time loving me.
Yes.
But I don't love Jesus.
Amen.
Peter finally said, I love you. I love you. Then there's a responsibility come.
Yes.
Jesus said, feed my sheep.
Amen.
Then what is the relationship between winning soul and love? When you love Jesus, you can win soul.
Amen.
That feed my sheep. They are without a shepherd.
Amen.
Fainted and scattered. If you love me, you will go after them.
Amen.
Do you love me more than this? Yes, I love. And Peter loved Jesus. Since then, his life was changed.
Yeah.
Dear saints, we heard number of things here.
Yes.
Unless you don't have love, real love,
yes,
you cannot do anything. We need a love.
Yes.
The love constraineth us to go forward,
yes,
to suffer for the Lord.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. Do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus? If you love Jesus, you will feed the sheep.
That's right.
You will win them. So we need the real love.
Yes.
Love is giving.
Amen.
Love is giving.
Yeah.
I know a number of people in the world. They gave their life for Jesus. That is why you and I are here. Someone told about Jesus to you.
Yes.
To you. That is why you are here. So if we need real love to Jesus,
we have to give ourselves.
That's right.
More than anything else in this world.
Amen.
All things are gone only until or up to the grave of this world. But Jesus, the love to Jesus, that will make some change, that will bring some fruit for the Lord.
Amen.
So let's make a decision in our heart to love Jesus.
Praise
the Lord. Try to make few souls.
Amen.
For the Lord.
Amen.
You approach a person.
Yes.
With the things I told you, you can win them. D.L. Moody, I have heard about the story about D.L. Moody. He won thousands of souls to Christ. One day, he said like this, I attended a number of church services, but I did not have an experience of salvation. I attended a number of Sunday school, but I did not get the salvation. One day, while I was traveling in a village, a man, an ordinary man, an old woman, old man, uneducated, no reputation, he came to me with real love, asked me a question, and started to explain the love of Christ. That day, D.L. Moody turned his life to Jesus.
Yes.
That he, in his life, thousands of souls were won.
Yes.
To Jesus. The credit goes where? The credit goes where? D.L. Moody. No, that old man. That old man. You can be an old man like that.
Amen.
If you have the real love.
Yes.
You can be an old man like that. Sometimes you are meeting a D.L. Moody.
Yes.
In the street.
Yes.
In the street.
Amen.
In the neighborhood. In the work.
Amen.
Maybe in the train or bus or in the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere you can meet someone. Andrew met Jesus.
Amen.
Then he went to a place and met Peter. He brought Peter to Jesus.
Yes.
The credit goes Andrew. You can meet a Peter in your life. Only thing you need, love. Love of Christ.
That's right.
Let me close my word here. Do you love Jesus?
Praise the Lord.
More than these. Underline the word these. More than anything else in this world.
Praise God.
Answer this question honestly. Search our life honestly. Search our heart honestly. Jesus, I don't love you. You loved me much. But today, I'm going to take a decision. Hereafter, I will love you. I will give myself. I understand that is love. May the Lord help you.